territory. We'll be first and 10 for the Hatchets with a minute 19 remaining in the third quarter.
Number 56, Justin Laseski, making the initial hit with about four or five others, too numerous to name.
So Harbor Beach takes the field now, 217 yards on the floor, passing 20 yards, which was good for a touchdown. Quite the game. It actually started out with a blocked punt for the first score of the game, which actually gave Harbor Beach gave Bad Axe a safety and gave Harbor Beach 2 points. And then after that, it's been all Harbor Beach offense. Bad Axe defense has to be getting tired. They're almost three quarters in. They've been on the field nearly the whole game.
Right. And the offense, and a lot of these players for the Hatchets, I believe, go both ways.
And my mistake, Bad Axe is now on the field for the offense. Hand off to Dylan White for about a three-yard gain, gaining up to the 40-yard line.
Who's on the bottom there for the Pirates? It looks like Sloan Klafke for the Pirates on the bottom. Making the we got a timeout by the Hatchets here. 18 seconds to go in this third quarter. Harbor Beach up 35-0.
You're tuned to WLEU. We'll be back right after this.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf, gasoline a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning three generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
And we're back here in Harbor Beach, 35-0. Bad Axe taking the field, 2nd and 7.
Doc Messing just slipping by here, another one of my former players.
Right.
And he's doing the scouting up here for the Pirates.
Right now, Bad Axe caught in the backfield. Loss of about 5, number 17, the ball carrier. Caught in the backfield, loss of 5. It's going to be about 3rd and 12.
Well, the Hatchets right now are without it. I don't know why they're calling. Well, that's the end of the quarter now.
It is. So after three quarters, it's 35-0. Harbor Beach on top over the Bad Axe Hatchets. Bad Axe has seen, has been glimmers and shimmers of hope for the program. It's good to see after so many years of being down and being beat up.
Well, they've got some discipline on defense. What they have to improve on is their offensive game plan and try to find out where the holes are, because you have to look on both sides of the ball. And I'll tell you that Cody Puff for the Pirates, I'll tell you, I would not run his side. I'd give him a taste every now and then, but I would run away from him.
I agree. 8:48 right now on Cruise 102. You are tuned to the Harbor Beach versus Bad Axe game here in beautiful Harbor Beach. The sun is just about setting. Some deep purple colors to our west. The wind starting to die down. It is a beautiful night here. As Harbor Beach starting to take care of the Hatchets into our last period here. The fourth quarter, 35-0 Harbor Beach over Bad Axe thus far.
Well, the Hatchets are still trying to get off the schneid here and put some points on in this 2011 campaign, first game of the season.
May I ask what schneid means?
Zero.
Okay, just checking.
Oh, okay. That was an old-timer's term. You young people wouldn't probably understand those things.
So right now, Dan Braden actually being carted off on the mule from Eastern here on ambulance, just as a precaution, I'm sure, with a new services in place now through the Harbor Beach Hospital and Eastern here on ambulance. They do not take any risks, and they want to make sure the player's safety is number one priority over actually going back in the game and doing further damage.
Yeah, that's a wise decision, and with the score, why would you risk putting him back in and have him go up for the rest of the season? So it was a wise choice by the coach and the ambulance staff there.
I agree. So right now it is 4th and 11, a loss of 3 on that play, I believe, as
we were
a little distracted
yeah,
there,
yeah.
But right now,
seeing that cart go, I'd be distracted.
Fourth and 10, punt team out for Bannex. Barely gets it off.
Nice and kick, though.
Nice,
gets a
nice
roll.
Distance. So that gets bounded to the 28-yard line there in Pirate territory, where the Pirates will take over with 11 minutes remaining. I believe, are we into a running clock now, Ron?
Well, it looks like that. I believe it's 35
points difference, yes.
Yep. So we've got a running clock here going.
So right now we're going to take a quick break, actually. You're tuned to WIW. You're tuned and listening to the Bannex at Harbor Beach game, where Harbor Beach is out front 35-0 in the fourth.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, member FDIC.
And we're back. And Harbor Beach runs their first play. Looks like number 18 for Harbor Beach is back under the helm. Under center is number 18, Kurt Messing, taking over the duties of quarterback and has a 7-yard gain on the handoff. So a lot of the Harbor Beach players getting a lot more experience right now in this last quarter of the game.
Right, and so some different players looks like they're getting into the game for the Pirates. I'll let you call them off as I'm trying to stay with this Bannex defense to play their hearts out tonight. But the offense, they couldn't put anything on the board.
So actually right now number 7, Derek Puff, taking the helm as quarterback, hands it off and actually got a first down on that. Gain of 4. That was 2nd and 3, excuse me. Now it is 1st and 10. Harbor Beach moving the chains. So right now, 1st down for Harbor Beach. 9 minutes remaining with a running clock against Bannex 35, Pirates Hatchets 0. 1st and 10 for the Pirates. Harbor Beach kind of passing around the torch for the quarterback duties currently. Number 18, Kurt Messing, back under center. 2 men in the backfield. And a toss to the left. Number 8 taking it. And gets about 5 yards, but a flag on the play. Number 8, Tyler Kruger there.
Number 68, oh, there it is again. We don't have him, but only the Shadow Nose made that hit for the Hatchets. We got the illegal face.
And right now we're going to check in with our statistician. And just a second here. Right now, a hand to the face for the Pirates. Going to push them back, erase those numbers, a 6-yard gain. And now it's going to be 1st and 15 for the Pirates on their own 38-yard line.
Running clock.
So right now, 18, Kurt Messing back under the center. 2 in the backfield, number 8 and number 7, Derek Puff and Tyler Kruger for the Pirates. 1 man out wide, handoff right down the gut, and it had nothing from the start.
All 3 Hatchet players, number 55, and do I have him? Yes, Jimmy Rogers made the initial charge along with Metzer.
And a flag was thrown, but it looks like there was no...
No, he's picking it up because he wants to go to... But one of our sponsors here, let me find out.
I think he wants to go to Bayport State Bank for all of your banking needs. Make it Bayport State Bank. They're your full-service, locally-owned bank in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bannex. Or are they going to McVeigh Insurance? If you have a problem, head to McVeigh Insurance Agency. You're no problem. People located at 121 West Huron Avenue in Bannex.
No, I think he was going to McDonald's Family and Foods for some fresh Red Haven peaches.
No, I think he's going to Harbor Beach Federal Credit Union with interest rates for 2009 through 2012. Interest rates at 3.5% for vehicles. It's time you head to Harbor Beach Federal Credit Union, where they're always working for you. In the meantime, though, some more gain for the Pirates. It looks like about 15 yards, in fact.
For Derek Puff.
Derek Puff there with a 15-yard gain.
Almost the first down. Are they going to call it first down?
It's a toughie. It looks like he's about a yard short.
Yep, yard short, yep.
So Derek Puff actually has 72 yards on the game already.
Well, we'll have to see what our statistician comes up with.
That's right.
Cody Boynton. So we'll be coming to him right after we end the game and go to a sponsor, and we'll will come to him.
Sounds good.